Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we ask that you please remain standing if you're able. Place your right hand over your hearts. All veterans, please bring through their hand salute. As we honor America with the singing of our national anthem, sung today by Delaney Newman.
Well, tonight's action between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Augusta Green Jackets means a little bit more tonight. It's the annual Starry Night campaign here at Atrium Health Ballpark that culminates in tonight's action. A post-game lantern ceremony, post-game fireworks, and raising funds for the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation highlight what's sure to be an exquisite night of baseball here in Kannapolis, North Carolina. Hi, good friends. Dan Lodi on the call for you tonight on Valley Sports Live, MLB.TV. Our free audio streams tonight are on kcballers.com and the MILB's official app. Grant Umberger, the lefty on the hill tonight for Kannapolis. His first pitch at 7:02 is a bunt laid down by Eric Hartman, and it lands just foul for a nothing and one count. 7:02 is your first pitch time here in Kannapolis. Umberger gets the start for Kannapolis tonight, essentially the Baldur's ace all season. He only joined the rotation back in mid-May, but since then he has been on a tear on the hill. His best month by far was that month of May once he took the mound as a starter. Umberger on the hill. The lefty works from the third base side of the rubber. The 0-1 on the way Fouled off straight back. Nothing in two. O-2 count on Eric Hardman. Heel and Miller to follow in this top half of the first. Umberger, the lefty on the hill, kicks and deals. O-2 wave and a foul tip into the mitt of Ronnie Hernandez, but it trickles out and in the dirt. Still 0-2. Umberger, a free agent pickup on February the 20th of 2025 out of the University of Toledo, the former Rocket. He led all MAC pitchers in 2024, struck out at least five in nine of his games. 0-2, a little squibber up the middle, going to be a tough play. Shelton, the shortstop, trails over, but it hits the heel of Jordan Sprinkle, the second baseman, and the runner is safe at first. Eric Hardman with an infield single on something that he just got the end of the bat on. Nothing to report on the play other than kind of an infield single for Hardman. So John Heel digs in with nobody out and a runner on base. Umberger 8-2 this season, a 2.80 ERA. As mentioned, the baller is ace of this rotation. Team leader in ERA and in wins. First pitch to Heel, a bunt laid down. It lands foul, nothing and one. Heel, with a night off last night, had a big night at the plate on Thursday. Ended up with a home run, a double, a single. Came up just a triple shy of that cycle. Heel, the number 15 overall prospect in the org for the Atlanta Braves on a six-game hit streak. Umberger deals 0-2-0-1, excuse me, is up and away. The swing and a miss, nothing in two. No balls and two strikes on John Heel, with Miller, the shortstop, awaiting on deck. Umberger said he works exclusively from the stretch and his work on the mound, a snap throw over to first, dug out by DePino. A bit of a quick throw over from Umberger. And DePino just able to pick it out. Still nothing in two of the plate on Heel. Umberger versus the Augusta Green Jackets. Two appearances, both out of the bullpen. And it was the following week after the Baldurs faced the Green Jackets that he moved to the rotation. 0-2, inside corner, Ringel up, got him looking, called strike three. First strikeout of the night for Grant Umberger. One down and a runner on for the third baseman. Normally, tonight playing short, Cody Miller. Cody Miller in the box with one on and one out. Umberger with his first K of the night. He is now just five strikeouts shy of tying the single-season strikeout record in Kannapolis Cannonballers history. Shane Murphy had 98 in 2023. One down, a snap throw over to first, keeping Eric Hardman at the base path for Cody Miller at the plate. Miller on an eight-game on-base streak was in the lineup last night. He went 0 for 4 with a walk. Other than that, he's been a really powerful bat in this lineup for manager Winston Sawyer and the Augusta Green Jackets. First pitch off on the inside corner, and the count is nothing and one. Cody Miller, drafted in the third round out of East Tennessee State. Second team SoCon all-defensive team. Started every game this year for the team that won the SoCon tournament. 0-1 low and inside. One ball and one strike on Cody Miller. A shortstop tonight for the Augusta Green Jackets. Winners of their last six. Kannapolis losers of their last five. Trying to snap this cold stretch. Umberger said, exclusively from the stretch, 1-1 on the way, low and inside. Two balls and one strike on Cody Miller, the shortstop. Grant Umberger has made 22 appearances now. This is his 15th start of the year. 2-1, just a bit off the plate for a ball. 3-1 on Cody Miller, the shortstop. Last time out for Umberger, 3 runs on 7 hits with just 2 strikeouts against Salem last Sunday. It's a 2-ball-and-1-strike count of the plate on Cody Miller. Umberger deals. Waving a foul tip off the bat of Cody Miller, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dixon Williams, second baseman, awaiting on deck. Hayden Freeze, first baseman, bats fifth. Cody Burgess, the catcher, bats sixth. Seventh is Douglas Glott, eighth Dallas Macias, and batting ninth is Laker Figueroa. It is a full count of the dish on Cody Miller for the Augusta Green Jackets, the shortstop. Full count with one down, Umberger set. Payoff pitch on the way, fastball up and in for ball four, and check swing, did he go? No, it's another walk issued by Kannapolis starting pitching. Two on and one down for the second baseman, Dixon Williams. Tonight's key to the game for the Kannapolis Cannonballers is going to be figure out some of the efficiency with the pitching. As now time called, it looks like some sort of a issue going on potentially on the field as the infield umpire Parker Powell and home plate umpire Nicholas Saxton communicating something to the pitching staff. Looks like infield umpire Parker Powell on the radio, and we'll have two on and one down for Dixon Williams, the second baseman. Umberger said, third base side of the rubber, first pitch on the way, a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. It's nothing and one on Dixon Williams. Looks like the pitch clock is not on. And this is an interesting development now. The clock is off at all three instances in this ballpark. One on the way. Umberger waves and gets the wave and miss from Dixon Williams. It's nothing and two. Dixon Williams, the second baseman, former ECU Pirate, a fourth-round compensation pick out of East Carolina, 21 years of age. Five games in a row, he's reached base for Augusta. Umberger set. Long look at second base. Here's the 0-2. Fastball inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Second strikeout of the night for Grant Umberger, and he is now four shy of tying the single-season strikeout record in Cannonballers history. Two outs, and it's Hayden Freeze due up. Two down for Hayden Freeze, our Shipley Donuts strikeout batter of the game. If he strikes out, all fans receive a coupon on the way out for a free donut courtesy of Shipley. Our friends just down the road, 0-1 the count, inside corner, caught by Umberger on the fastball. Again, if he strikes out, all fans receive a coupon for a free donut with the purchase of a coffee at Shipley Donuts just down the road. 0-1 pitch on the way. Freeze pops this one up at a foul ground. Arxie Hernandez on the third base side. Ocampo to make the catch for the out in foul ground. P5 in the book for Hayden Freeze. And that'll end the inning. One hit on the board. No runs, no errors, and two left on. Bottom one of the Ballers. Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Eli Brown on a bit of a hit streak leads things off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the first inning, Jackets and Ballers in game five of the six-game series. Eli Brown has been a really solid add for manager Chad Pinder and the Kannapolis Cannonballers in his short time here. 8 hits in just about 9 games or so as a part of this roster. 1-for-4 last night. He leads things off against Raven Antonio. First pitch finds the zone, 0-1. Raven Antonio, four-seam, two-seam, changeup, slider. Number 30 prospect in the Atlanta Braves org. This one finds the zone. Nothing on the zone, 0-2 the count. No balls and two strikes here on Eli Brown, the center fielder. Pitch on the way. This one runs up and away for a ball. One ball and two strikes here on Eli Brown, the center fielder. Sprinkle and DePino to follow. We're going to have the pitch clock coming back in the top of the second inning as had a bit of a glitch in that top of the first. 1-2 low in the dirt for a ball. The count is 2-2 on the leadoff batter, Eli Brown, on a three-game hit streak against Raven Antonio, recently named top 30 Braves prospect. 2-2 up and away, and the count runs full. Kannapolis losers, as mentioned, of their last 5 games. Augusta winners of their last 6. 3-2 on the way. Brown swings a line drive in a left field right at Macias, who trails over. And he makes the grab for the out. F7 in the book for the center fielder, Eli Brown. One down for the second baseman, Jordan Sprinkle. Sprinkle back in the lineup tonight for manager Chad Pinder and the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Last night put up a 1-for-3 night with a walk and a strikeout. This week, 4 hits and 3 walks. He's been an on-base machine. First pitch to Antonio's opponent, Sprinkle, a grounder to third. Well put by Heel right to him. He had to stay in front of it. And we'll see what the scoring decision is. Sprinkle will reach first base. One on and one out in the inning for Anthony DePino. It'll be charged as a base hit. DePino with one on and one down. So one down and a runner on for DePino. Antonio set on the hill. Pitch on the way. Fastball outside corner. 0-1 on Anthony DePino. Seventh rounder out of Rhode Island. 0-1 the count. One down. Antonio from the stretch now with Sprinkle the speedster on the base path. Snap throw back over. Not in time. A one count on DePino with one down and Sprinkle on base. 42 stolen bags. He had another one last night. Antonio set. He kicks and deals. Runner goes. Wave and a ground ball foul. Sprinkle would have had the stolen base by a mile, but it dribbles foul. 0-2 on Anthony DePino. DePino in his time here with Kannapolis. It's been impressive as well. 8 hits, batting .222 with a 1-for-2 night with a couple of walks. 3 hits, an RBI this week against the Augusta Green Jackets. Antonio comes set. 0-2, runner goes. Check swing of the plate. He didn't go around. Snap throw to second. Tag applied, and he's safe. Jordan Sprinkle gets under the tag, and it's another stolen base. He is now one shy of entering Kannapolis's top 5 in all-time single-season stolen base records. So a stolen base for Jordan Sprinkle. A 1-2 count of the dish on Anthony DePino. Antonio comes set, a look at second. Sprinkle with a good lead. 1-2, DePino swings and just gets a piece of it. Fouled off for a 1-2 count. Rony Hernandez awaiting on deck, the cleanup batter. Grant McGill DHing the night, bats fifth. Sixth is Caleb Freeman in his Kannapolis Cannonballer debut. Seventh, Colby Shelton at short. Arxie Hernandez, third baseman, bats eighth. Antonio deals 1-2. Lifted high and foul. We'll see another one at 1-2. Nine-hole batter is Nathan Archer for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Under the leadership of Chad Pinder, single-A affiliate, of course, of the Chicago White Sox. Raven Antonio on the first base side of the hill. The right-hander last time out gave up two runs in 3 2/3 innings. The 1-2. Low one inside. Two balls and two strikes. Antonio this season with Augusta, 7-3, a 3.25 ERA. Game number 18, start number 17 for the right-hander. He had a really rough go of it in his first game back out of the All-Star break. 2-2, swing and a miss, fastball upstairs, and it's a strikeout for Anthony DePino. First K of the night for Raven Antonio. There's the second out of the inning, and now Rony Hernandez digs in with two down. And still the runner at second, Jordan Sprinkle. Rony Hernandez made his first start of the series last night. Ended up getting on base. Pitch on the way. Hernandez swings and a foul ball off the siding of the press box. Lands below us. And a fan gets a souvenir. How about that? No balls and one strike on Rony Hernandez. Antonio with a look at second, 0-1. Breaking ball, just a smidge outside. One ball and one strike. 1-1 count with two outs, bottom of the first. Ballers and Green Jackets remain scoreless. The annual Starry Night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-1 on the way. Hernandez takes a ball outside, 2-1. 2-1 the count on Hernandez. Antonio with a decent peek over at the bag. The 2-1 is Scott in the center. Hardman trailing into left center will camp and nick the catch for the out. And there's an F8 for out number three of the inning. That'll send us into a break. No runs on one hit with no errors and one left on. Top of the second, Ballers and Green Jackets in the scoreless action after one inning on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free, no credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Top of the second inning, Grant Umberger takes the hill after a couple of strikeouts in that top of the first and picked up two. He's now four away from tying the single-season strikeout record in Cannonballers history. First pitch inside corner to Colin Burgess, the former South Carolina Gamecock. It's nothing and one on the Green Jackets catcher. Douglas Glad and Dallas Macias to follow. 0-1 misses up and away for a ball, and it's 1-1. Umberger at 22 pitches, 14 strikes for the lefty out of Chester Springs, Pennsylvania. 1-1 on the way. Burgess takes a fastball up and away, 2-1. Umberger has never started a game against the Augusta Green Jackets, appearing twice in relief when these two sides faced off back in early May. Umberger deals 2-1. Wave and a miss and a changeup low and inside. It's two balls and two strikes. Umberger, fastball, changeup, curveball, slider. Spent three seasons at Virginia Tech before a standout season at Toledo with the Rockets. 2-2 count with nobody out. Umberger set. Here's the pitch. Low one inside. Full count. Here on Colin Burgess, the catcher. Glada Macias to follow in this top of the second. Beautiful night for baseball. A great crowd on hand for Starry Night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Burgess gets the payoff from Umberger. Lifted high and foul down the right field line. That's going to land in the right field terrace as a souvenir. Still a full count here on Colin Burgess, the catcher. Canapolis and Augusta squaring off for the 11th time this season. Payoff on the way. Burgess grounds one sharply to short. Stabbed by Shelton. Throw across the diamond in time for the out. It's a 6-3 ground out for Cody Burgess. Or Colin Burgess, rather. Please excuse me. It's one out in the inning for Douglas Glad. Douglas Glad in the lineup again tonight for the Augusta Green Jackets after a day off yesterday. Went 1-for-4 back on Thursday. First pitch, this one a smoked foul down the third baseline. Nothing and one on the Green Jackets right fielder. Canapolis trying to get in the win column for the first time since last week against the Salem Red Sox. Augusta soaring back into the mix of things in the South Division of the second half, six games back of Myrtle Beach. One nibbles the corner, nothing and two on Douglas Glad. Ballers are six games behind 500 at 20-26, 12 games behind Myrtle Beach with just under 20 games left. 0-2, fastball inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Three strikeouts tonight for Umberger, and all three have been looking, interestingly enough. Two down and nobody on base for the lefty bat of Dallas Macias. Macias in tonight's competition steps in as the starting left fielder. Product of Oregon State. First pitch, low and inside from Umberger, and a lefty-lefty matchup for ball one. 1-for-6 with two strikeouts, a walk, and a hit-by-pitch for Macias this week. Last week, he was 0-for-11. He's batting just 0-56 with Augusta this year. 1-0 on the way. Fastball inside edge, 1-1. 15th rounder out of Oregon State. Second consecutive season that an Oregon State player was drafted by the Braves. And then Mason Guerra, who was on the Augusta roster earlier this year, 1-1 outside. Two balls and a strike here on Dallas Macias, the left fielder. Laker Figueroa, the DH, digs in on deck. 2-1 from Umberger. Swinging a foul tip. That one off the foot of Dallas Macias. 2-2. Figueroa DHing, awaiting on deck. Top of the second, a scoreless game here on Starry Night. If you're watching on Bally Sports Live, MLB.TV, the jerseys tonight you see for the Ballers. Very sharp. A little bit of navy blue, pink action. With the stars at awning. 2-2, swinging a foul tip into the mid of Rony Hernandez. It's another strikeout for Grant Umberger, making now four strikeouts on the night for the Canapolis Cannonballers ace in Grant Umberger. Top of the second complete, bottom two. We come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Still scoreless, McGill, Freeman, and Shelton when we come back. Bottom two, Grant McGill leads things off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It is McGill, Freeman, and Shelton due up against Raven Antonio in this bottom of the second. First pitch just misses a little outside, but it's called a strike by Nicholas Saxon. No balls and one strike on Grant McGill. McGill back in the lineup of tonight for Kannapolis, DHing for the Ballers. A 1-0 wave but a miss. Nothing in two on Grant McGill. McGill this week, 2-for-7, a walk and four strikeouts. He struggled in samples of getting on base against these Green Jackets, but gotta find a way further on base. Here's the 0-2. Wave and a miss. It's a strikeout for Raven Antonio, second of the night. And with one down, it's Caleb Freeman making his Ballers debut. Caleb Freeman, 16th rounder by the White Sox out of the wonderful Georgia State University down in Atlanta, Georgia. Making his Ballers debut. Welcome to Kannapolis, my friend. First pitch misses low and inside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Caleb Freeman, very high motor player, switch hitter out of Georgia State. Pitch on the way. Freeman takes low and inside, and it's 2-0. Freeman, a very high motor player. You will see it, and you will love watching him play the game of baseball. He went to four different schools in 4 years. He finished at Georgia State and hit a lot of records in his time there. 2-0 catches the zone, 2-1. He set single-season records in doubles and walks with the Georgia State Panthers. 2-1 count, Antonio deals. Low one inside, and Freeman will get a 3-1 hitter's count from Raven Antonio. Colby Shelton awaiting on deck in this bottom of the second. No score in Kannapolis here on Starry Night. Antonio deals, hitter's count 3-1. Fastball inside corner, and Freeman will watch it to a full count. He hasn't swung at a single pitch quite yet here in this at-bat. Freeman back of the box. Full count with one down. Raven Antonio comes set. It worked from the line. 3-2. Breaking ball. Outside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Caleb Freeman does not decide to take a swing on any pitch there from Antonio. But it comes back to bite him. Third strike out of the night for Antonio. And with two outs, Colby Shelton digs in. Well, Colby Shelton has still looking to get on base for the first time in this series, and there is a shot at a right, but it's right at Glad, and he comes in a few steps to make the catch for the out. First pitch, he lifts a fly ball into right, and just like that, 1-2-3, down go the Ballers. Top of the third, and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Scoreless in Kannapolis between the Ballers and the Green Jackets.
Here at our
9-1-2, Laker Figueroa in the box with Grant Umberger still on the hill. First pitch runs up and in for a ball. 1-0, Figueroa, Hartman, and Heel do up against Grant Umberger. Umberger's at 4 strikeouts. He's 2 away from tying the all-time record and 3 away from snapping it, set by Shane Murphy in 2023. The 1-0 off the plate, 2 balls and no strikes. Shane Murphy struck out 98 batters in 2023 as a member of the Cannonballers. Umberger sitting currently just 2 back from tying that at 96. 2-0 breaking ball inside corner, 2-1. Umberger, again, kind of one of those guys that joined the team a little bit later than the start of the season. This one misses just a bit outside. 3-1 on Laker Figueroa. It's been a welcome addition to this rotation. What a force he's been. Hitters count 3-1. Pitch on the way to Figueroa. Wave and a miss. Fastball upstairs. And the count is full. 3-2. Laker Figueroa, the DH. 37 games, batting .245 with the Green Jackets. This week, 1-for-4 with 2 RBI last night. Payoff from Umberger. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did, says Parker Powell. And Grant Umberger is 1 strikeout away from tying the single-season Cannonballers record. 5 strikeouts on his night. Top of the order, Eric Hartman, 2 up. Umberger comes set with Eric Hartman at the dish. First pitch, this one popped back here. This one's going to be close. Oh, just hit off the roof. Nothing in one on Eric Hartman, the center fielder. That was one of the closest foul balls we've had back here. No balls and a strike, Umberger's pitch. This one tapped foul, nothing in two. That one ended up on the roof up here. That was pretty stinking close. It would have, at the minimum, clanked back down into the rows below us here in the press box. 0-2 count with one down. Umberger deals 0-2. Weaving a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and Grant Umberger has tied the Cannonballers' single-season record in strikeouts with 98 in a single season. Eric Hartman in the box. And strikes out is the 4th consecutive strikeout for this Kannapolis side. 2 down for John Heel. First pitch on the way to Heel. Fastball inside corner, and the count is nothing and one. Heel over one of the strikeout. Kannapolis looking to get through this top of the third unscathed. Throw one, tapped down the third baseline. Umberger fumbling, and he can't pick it up cleanly. Heel is going to reach on an infield single. A little swinging bunt down the first baseline with 2 outs. That'll bring up Cody Miller to the plate. Cody Miller in the box, snap throw over to first. Not in time to keep John Heel over the base paths. Heel is at 44 stolen bases this year. 2 outs with a runner on. First pitch on the way to Miller. A line drive up the middle into center field for a base hit. Heel up to second base. Throw goes to third. Heel took off for third. And now the sitting duck. Miller take a hard turn at first, and he's going to be safe. Well, Kannapolis tried to dab it out somewhere, somehow. Heel took off for third. The throw went to third. The tag wasn't in time. And then a throw to first as Miller took a heavy turn. and DePino just couldn't get the tag in time. So two outs and a runner at first and third for Dixon Williams. Two outs for Dixon Williams. Runners on the corners. Good lead at third for John Heal. First pitch on the way. Wave and a miss on a changeup. Strike one on Dixon Williams. Umberger comes set. Nothing in one with runners on the corners. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Now Grant Umberger, one strike away from becoming the Cannonballers' single season strikeout record holder. Runners on the corners, 0-2 count, two out in a scoreless game. Umberger set, here's the pitch. Wave and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and there he is. Grant Umberger, the Cannonballers' single season record holder in strikeouts with 99 in a single season and counting. Grant Umberger with his 99th K. Tip of the cap, my friend. We'll go to the bottom of the third with no score on the board. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Marcy Hernandez gets his first try against Raven Antonio. First pitch up and away for a ball. 1-0 on Marcy Hernandez, the third baseman. Nathan Archer, Eli Brown do up bottom of the third in a scoreless game in Kannapolis. Pitch to Marcy Hernandez, lifted high and foul. And the count is 1-1. Marcy Hernandez getting his first at-bat of the night against the right-hander Raven Antonio. Antonio sent on the hill, a black glove with green accents. 1-1 popped up. This one going to drift into foul ground, and it might be a souvenir. It looks like it will be. Someone able to go home with the souvenir. How about that? A very excited group over there in section 104. Arxie this week, three hits, including a triple. Almost had an inside-the-park homer a couple of nights ago. 1-2, pitch on the way, low and inside. It's 2-2. Count with nobody out. Bottom of the third, Ballers and Green Jackets scoreless at the moment. 2-2. Wave and a miss. Fastball upstairs, and Arxie Hernandez down on strikes. Fourth strikeout of the night for Raven Antonio. And with one down, Nathan Archer, the right fielder, digs in for the Baldurs. Raven Antonio, a top 30 prospect. Now with the reshuffling of the Atlanta Braves prospect list, as well as every team's prospect list, just a couple of nights ago. 1-0 the count here on Nathan Archer, the right fielder. Raven Antonio, 5 games and 4 starts last year with Augusta. 1-0 runs up and in. Archer has a 2-0 count. 16 games, 6 starts last season. Antonio at a 4.05 ERA, 1-2 on the season. He's pretty consistently at least 4 innings or so. Only one outing where he really got roughed up. 2-0, a ground ball to the left side of the infield. Going to be a tough play for Miller. Sets throw across. Gets by the first baseman, Freeze. Nathan Archer beats out the throw, and it's likely a base hit. It is a single in the infield for Nathan Archer. And there is the second hit of the night for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. One on and one out. Top of the order, it's Eli Brown. Eli Brown in the box with a runner on base and one down here in this bottom half of the third. Brown had a F7 his first time up, a hard hit ball in the left right at Macias. First pitch, a bunt laid down, it's a beauty. Raven Antonio is going to field, no throw anywhere, everyone's safe. Beautifully placed bunt single by Eli Brown, and the Ballers in business in this bottom of the third inning. It's 2 on with 1 down for Jordan Sprinkle. So 1 on and 1 down, excuse me, 2 on and 1 down. Elvin Nina out to talk here with his arm, Raven Antonio. Antonio with 4 strikeouts on the night so far has been pretty sharp, but there's been some struggles here and there. One down for Jordan Sprinkle. His first time up, he did have a single. Two on, one down for Sprinkle. A single and a stolen base on the night. Decent lead for Archer and Brown. First pitch from Antonio. Sprinkle shows bunt, pulls it back. No luck. And nothing in the zone. It's 1-0. Ballers as a team, second in the Carolina League on the season, batting .239. It's been a bit of a slower skid to the plate since the second half started. Sprinkle lays another bunt down to the 1-0, and the entire Augusta infield confused by the play. Nobody knew how to field it, and everyone's safe yet again. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Jordan Sprinkle with a second bunt single of the night, and Archer stands at third. Brown at second. Sprinkle with his second hit of the night, a multi-hit game. A whole lot of speed in the base paths, and with one down, Anthony DePino digs in. DePino over 1 of the strikeout. First pitch from Antonio. Breaking ball nibbles the corner. Nothing in 1. 4 hits now for the Ballers. Half of those being bunt singles this inning. Nathan Archer with an infield single on a swing, not a bunt. 3 of the 4 Ballers' hits have not left the infield. Nothing in 1. Here's the pitch. DePino takes low for a ball, and it's 1-1. This is exactly the bat you want if you're the Kannapolis Cannonballers. DePino with the power capability, that's for sure. 8 hits with the Ballers, 4 walks. He's driven in just 2 runs in a big spot here, though. 1-1, a ground ball deep in the hole at second. A diving from effort from Williams. He doesn't get there. Archer will score. Brown crosses the plate, and the Ballers jump in front here in the bottom of the third inning. It's 2-0 Kannapolis over the Augusta Green Jackets. Archer crosses. Eli Brown scores. Sprinkle is at second. Anthony DePino, the 2-RBI single. It's RBIs 3-4 for him on the season. Two on, one down for Rony Hernandez. Well, now if you're Kannapolis, the confidence is there. It's the first time the Ballers have scored multiple runs in a game since earlier this week back on Tuesday. First pitch to Rony Hernandez, low and inside. It's 1-0. The Ballers scored four runs on Tuesday, and then they went three games in a row, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, of just one run scored. 1-0 count on Rony Hernandez, who flew out his first time up. 1-0, swinging a fly ball down the left field line. This one drifting, it'll land foul in the Wayne Brothers picnic area. One ball and one strike. One count on Rony Hernandez. Bottom of the third. Grant McGill waiting on deck. Kannapolis in a huge spot here. 1-1 on the way. Hernandez lifts the fly ball in a center. Jordan Sprinkle at second is going to have to tag. Center fielder Hardman will make the grab, and he throws into the shortstop Miller on the cutoff. So Hernandez out for the second time tonight on a flyout. Two outs and still 2-1 for the Ballers for Grant McGill. Two outs for McGill, the DH. 0 for 1 of the strikeout. Antonio, dead middle of the rubber, first pitch. McGill takes on the outside corner, nothing and one. McGill 0 for 1 of the strikeout his first time up. Raven Antonio on the hill with four strikeouts. 0-1 from Antonio, a little ground ball foul, and it's nothing and two. Caleb Freeman, left fielder, awaiting on deck. Bottom of the third, Kannapolis applying pressure in this bottom of the third. It's 2-0. Over the Augusta Green Jackets. Great crowd on hand tonight. A rowdy crowd at that. Nothing into the count with two outs. Tony O'Deals on the 0-2. A swing and a miss. Fastball upstairs. McGill caught behind at a 94-mile-an-hour heater. That'll leave two runners on, with the Ballers add a pair of runs on the board. After three innings, they're up 2-0. On the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Top of the fourth. Kannapolis up 2-0. Top of the fourth, Grant Umberger, the new Cannonballers single season strikeout record holder here in this top of the fourth. With a total of 7 in the ninth. First pitch is swing and miss for strike one. Hayden Fries, Burgess, and Glad to follow. Top four ballers up 2-0 on a 2-RBI single from Anthony DiPino. Umberger comes set on the third base side of the rubber. Pitch is a little outside and low for ball one. Hayden Fries popped out to Arxie Hernandez to finish up the first inning in his first at-bat against Umberger. 1-1 off the plate. That's 2-1. Talked about it tonight. A little bit of a crazy crowd on hand. This place is packed. Starry night. Benefiting the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. 2-1 pitch. Runs up and in for a ball. And it's 3-1. Supporting a great cause, of course. The team, of course, wearing the special Starry Night uniforms. It's been a fun little stretch here of raising funds to the foundation. 3-1 foul tipped. And out of the mitt of Ronnie Hernandez. And the count runs full here on Hayden Fries, the former Western Carolina Catamount. Top of the fourth, nobody out. Canapolis and Augusta. In game five of the six-game series, we wrap things up tomorrow. 1:30 first pitch. Casey Benny bobblehead giveaway. 3-2 on the swing. A ground ball and a broken bat up the middle. Shelton makes the play, throwing a first in time for the out. And a splintered bat from Hayden Fries is not enough to get a base hit. So it's a 6-3 ground out. Break a bat, plant a tree, presented by Ariel Rosser General Contractors. One out, and due up for the Augusta Green Jackets is Colin Burgess. Burgess, with one out, steps in. First pitch, a swing and a miss, first strike one. Nothing and one on Colin Burgess, the catcher. Umberger deals 0-1 in the dirt, blocked by the catcher. One ball and one strike. Burgess tonight over one with a ground out. A 1-1 ground ball to third. Nice stab stop by Arxie Hernandez. Throw across, pulls DiPino off the bag. A good throw from Arxie Hernandez. It's a base hit for Colin Burgess. A very sharp play by Arxie Hernandez, but a tough play at that. One down, top of the fourth, and Douglas Glad, the right fielder, gets a turn. Glad struck out looking his first time up. Umberger tonight in the game. His first three strikeouts were all looking, and then he came back with a vengeance and picked up 4 swinging strikeouts. First pitch to Glad, lifted high and foul. It's nothing and one. Douglas Glad, hailing from La Guaira, Venezuela. A 1 count with 1 down. Umberger's pitch, wave and a miss, nothing and 2. Top of the fourth, baller is up 2-0. Dallas Macias waiting on deck. Umberger set. Here's the offering. A little bit up and away. Now it's 1-2 on Douglas Glad. Umberger at about 60 pitches or so. Trying to get to the 5 to be eligible for the win. It would be his 9th win of the year. Already the team leader with 8. The 1-2. Brown, a line drive up the middle. Nice effort from Sprinkle, but he couldn't get there. It's into center, base hit. Jordan Sprinkle missed it by a matter of about 6 inches or so. And Douglas Glad has a single on a line drive up the middle. Burgess to second. Two on, one down for Dallas Macias, the left fielder. Macias already a strikeout tonight. Lefty-lefty matchup for Grant Umberger on the hill. First pitch. Check swing. Did he go around? No, says Parker Powell, our infield umpire. 1-0 count. For Grant Umberger, it's mainly been right-handers that have had his number this year. Lefties have really struggled against Grant Umberger. The best stat of the season for Umberger? Just one home run allowed all year. 1-0, fouled off. One ball and one strike. That one home run was June the 25th in Fredericksburg off the bat of Christian Vaquero, who, of course, is a pretty good staple of the top prospect lists in the Washington Nationals org. Umberger deals 1-1 to Macias. Check swing. He definitely goes around, says Nicholas Saxton. And it's one ball and two strikes. Laker Figueroa, DH, awaiting on deck. Top of the fourth, 1-2 the count on Dallas Macias. Ballers up 2-0. Umberger comes set, third base side of the rubber. 1-2 on the way. Ground ball, weakly hit towards second. Going to be a tough play all around. Sprinkle flips to second for one. That'll be the only out the Ballers will get. Burgess to third. Glott out on a 4-6 put out for the second out of the inning. And Dallas Macias reaches on the fielder's choice. So two outs and runners on the corners for the nine-hole batter, Laker Figueroa. Top of the fourth here in Kannapolis. Two outs. Mahler's up 2-0. We'll get you an out-of-town scoreboard look in the top of the fifth inning. So Ballers in green jackets locked in a tight battle here. First pitch from Umberger to Figueroa. Inside edge. Nothing in one. Figueroa struck out swinging his first time up against Grant Umberger, who struck out four batters in a row between the second and third innings. And finished up his third inning with his record-setting strikeout. 0-1 in the dirt and low for a ball, and it's 1-1. Umberger's top priority now is, can he become the first Cannonballer starting arm to ever throw 100 strikeouts in a single season? One ball and one strike. Pitch on the way. Lifted high and foul. We'll see a one ball and two strike count. Now, Laker Figueroa is that foul ball landed down in the right field terrace, and a nice catch made. 1-2 count with two outs. Great vibes tonight at the ballpark. Of course it's packed, and of course, great vibes for a great cause, Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. Umberger said 1-2. Ground ball chopped towards short. Bryce Shelton plays foot race one at the second base bag. Macias out of the force on the six unassisted. Fielder's choice for the second batter in a row. And that is out number three of that bottom of the top of the fourth, excuse me. Bottom four, Ballers up 2-0 on Augusta. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Bottom four, Raven Antonio is still on the hill for the Augusta Green Jackets. Caleb Freeman in the box. First pitch nibbles the corner. Nothing and one on Caleb Freeman, the left fielder. Caleb Freeman, Colby Shelton, Arxi Hernandez. 1-2, Freeman misses in the dirt for a ball. 1-1. Caleb Freeman from Flowery Branch, Georgia. 1-1 inside for a ball. 2-1. You're on Caleb Freeman. Flowery Branch, Georgia. He was committed to go to the University of Texas before being drafted by the White Sox in the 16th round of this year's draft. A little squibber on the 2-1 up the middle. Going to be a tough play for the shortstop Miller. A play made, and there's the first out of the inning. 6-3 on the ground out. One down, Colby Shelton, the shortstop, due up. Shortstop Colby Shelton over one of the flyout his first time up. Former Florida Gator and Alabama Crimson Tide infielder. One down, Raven Antonio in his second time through the order. First pitch, that one sails way upstairs. Just a bit upstairs. If Colby Shelton was about 16 feet tall, it would have been a strike, but Shelton standing at just 6 foot. Antonio deals 1-0. Fastball inside for a ball, 2-0. There is an arm warming down the line for the Augusta Green Jackets. Right-hander Samuel Mejia. That would make the second appearance of the week for him. 2-0 misses inside. Colby Shelton with a 3-0 count against this righty Raven Antonio, who seems to be losing a little bit of the feel for the zone. Count, one down, pitch on the way. Shelton lifts a high fly ball in the center right at Eric Hartman, who will camp and make the catch for the out. 3-0 count, Shelton goes after it on an upstairs fastball. And with two outs, it's Arxi Hernandez. Arxi Hernandez, a strikeout, swinging his first time up against Raven Antonio. It was at about 56 pitches. Antonio deals first pitch fastball. Upstairs on the corner, though, 0-1. A 1 count with two outs. Here's the pitch. Wave and a miss. Nothing and two here on Arxi Hernandez. Oh, 2 count with two outs. Antonio looking for what would be his sixth strikeout of the night. 0-2 misses outside. And it's 1-2. And will be a very special moment tonight postgame. And then also tonight we'll have the stand-up for cancer moment in the middle of the sixth inning. One ball and two strikes with two outs. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Fastball upstairs. Sixth strikeout of the night for Raven Antonio. And here's the third out of the inning. We'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. 1-2-3 down go the Ballers. Top of the fifth and we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Valley Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Brent Umberger back out for inning number five of work. Eric Hartman on the box for the Augusta Green Jackets. First pitch, a little bunt laid back to Umberger, and he flips to first in time for the out. 1-3 on the putout. Despite the bunt attempt from Hartman, Umberger fields it perfectly, and with one down in this top of the fifth, it's John Heel due up. Umberger one strikeout away from becoming the first Cannonballer pitcher to ever throw 100 strikeouts in a single season. One down for John Heel, who struck out once tonight and has also added a single. First pitch to Heel on the outside corner. The count nothing and one. John Heel, no relation to Cannonballers infielder Adrian Heel, both from different countries. John Heel from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Adrian Heel from Venezuela. 0-2 the count on John Heel, the third baseman. Adrian Heel with a night off tonight, along with Caleb Bonomer and George Wolko, both with a night off. 0-2, fastball runs upstairs. 1-2 on John Heel. Both of the Cannonballers' top prospects in the White Sox organization getting the night off. Wolko and Bonomer. Hopefully we'll see back both of them back in the lineup tomorrow. 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, and Grant Umberger is the first Cannonballer pitcher to ever throw 100 strikeouts in a single season. With John Heel going down on strikes, there is the second out of the inning, and Cody Miller digs in. Umberger's first pitch misses up and away for a ball. 1-0 on Cody Miller. A walk and a single for Miller. 8 games in a row. He made it 9 now of reaching base. Umberger said 1-0. Lifted high and foul. And the count is 1-1. Canapolis holding on to a 2-0 lead. Hits are 5 apiece. A great crowd on hand tonight for Starry Night. Umberger deals 1-1. Hard liner up the middle into center field, a base hit. Another two-out single for the Green Jackets. Sixth hit of the night for Augusta against Grant Umberger. One on and two outs for Dixon Williams. Umberger at 78 pitches. Now make it 79. Impressive night of 8 strikeouts for Grant Umberger. This is the 5th game this season he's had 7 or more strikeouts. First pitch fastball runs up and in on Dixon Williams, and it's 1-0. The most pitches he's thrown in a single game, you can go back to the 18th of June. He threw 91 pitches in a single game against the Charleston Riverdogs. 1-0 count with two outs on Dixon Williams. Runner goes on the pitch. Fastball upstairs. Snapped on a second. Tag applied. He's out! Great throw from behind the dish by Rony Hernandez and a perfectly placed tag by Colby Shelton. It's a 2-6 caught stealing, and Umberger is through five shutout innings with eight strikeouts, and he's now eligible for the win. The Ballers' bullpen will look to hold up on their end of the bargain in the top of the sixth and beyond. We'll be right back at the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Nathan Archer in the box. First pitch at the bottom of the fifth is low and inside for a ball. It's 1-0 on Samuel Mejia. The new arm on the hill for the Augusta Green Jackets. 1-0. Low but called a strike. 1-1 on Archer. Archer, Brown, and Sprinkle do up. Bottom five here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 1-1. Archer swings ahead of a breaking ball. It's just a piece of it. It's 1-2. Archer 1-for-1 with a single. He scored in the third inning on Anthony DiPino's RBI base hit. Mejia appearing for the second time this week. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Breaking ball low and outside, and Archer went fishing for it. It's a strikeout for Mejia. One down. Top of the order. Two up. It's Eli Brown. Final line for Raven Antonio for the Augusta Green Jackets. Four innings. Two runs on five hits. No walks, but six strikeouts. And now Mejia on. As at the best, Antonio will get a no decision. First pitch runs up and away to Eli Brown. It's 1-0. Brown with a single and a flyout tonight. He laid a bunt down in that third inning and got on base. 1-0, fastball, nibbles the corner. 1-1. Mejia, a Rule 5 selection by the Atlanta Braves out of the Tampa Bay Rays organization. He spent all of last season with the Charleston Riverdogs and is now in Augusta Green Jacket. 1-1 catches the zone. One ball and two strikes. It is very rare to see a guy go from one Carolina League team to another. Mejia, an outlier here in the Carolina League. 6'1" from Higüey, Dominican Republic. 1-2 on the way to Brown in the third and skips well past Burgess. 2-2. Mejia, last time out, two shutout innings, earned the win on Tuesday with four strikeouts as well. He tossed 76 pitches in his season high back on May the 6th. Mejia 5-5 on the season, with a 4.85 ERA entering tonight. 74 strikeouts, 27 walks, 2-2. Line drive towards the second baseman, Williams, and he runs over to make the catch for the out. It's an L4 for Eli Brown. Two down for Jordan Sprinkle. Jordan Sprinkle, the second baseman for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Two singles on the night. Mejia deals first pitch, a little looping fly ball in a shallow center. Going to be a tough play. Miller out to make the catch for the out. Nice play by the shortstop, Cody Miller. 1-2-3, down go the Ballers in order. Top of the sixth, we'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Ballers up 2-0. They'll move to the pen for the first time in this game.
Hey, fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Fans, it's no secret Atrium Health is the best healthcare is in the Carolinas. Visit atriumhealth.org for more information. Atrium Health, the official healthcare provider of your Kannapolis Cannonballers. Dixon Williams, Hayden Freeze, and Colin Burgess stew up. Umberger still on the hill. His first pitch at the top of the sixth is on the outside corner. Nothing and one. 0-1 count on Dixon Williams, the second baseman, who tonight is 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts. Umberger on the third base side of the rubber. He'll come set, 0-1. Line drive foul, and the count is nothing and two. Williams, the second baseman tonight. He's been in and out of the lineup pretty much all week. Has been a fixture for Winston-Sawyer in eight games, batting .296 with five walks and 11 strikeouts centering tonight. Four hits both last week and this week. 0-2 fastball runs up and in. The count is one ball and two strikes. 1-2 count with nobody out. Ballner is up 2-0. Umberger deals 1-2. Line drive right to second. Jordan Sprinkle barely moving. Makes the catch for the out as the ball came right to him. Played perfectly. And with one down, top of the sixth, it'll be Hayden Freeze. One down for Hayden Freeze. Umberger lefty-lefty matchup. First pitch on the way. Low and on the inside corner. The count is nothing and one. One count with one down. Top of the sixth. Ballers up 2-0. Umberger's pitch. Just a bit low and inside. One ball and one strike. Ballers are up 2-0 on Augusta. It is Kevin Davis warming down the line and right. The big 6'9" right-hander. We'll look to relieve Umberger in some form or fashion. The 1-1. Fastball just misses inside. 2-1. Have to imagine Umberger's night is coming close to the end. He's at 88 pitches. His season high is 91 in a single game. Freeze in the box. The Shipley Donut strikeout batter of the game. 2-1, a line drive about 6 inches off the ground into right field for a base hit. One out single for Hayden Freeze. And Augusta has a runner on with one down. Colin Burgess, the catcher, due up. And it'll be time called and Chad Pinder coming out. And Grant Umberger's night likely coming to an end. 89 pitches, 60 strikes, and he sets two different records tonight in a standout performance for Grant Umberger. Chad Pinder coming out. We'll see if this is it, as the left-hander has been absolutely masterful in his performance tonight, worthy of a standing ovation. It is 8 strikeouts. He becomes the all-time Cannonballer single-season strikeout leader and the first baller to ever strike out 100 batters in a single season. Top of the 6th, one down. We'll be right back. Kevin Davis on the hill when we return to the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Top of the 6th, one down. Kevin Davis enters in relief of Grant Umberger. 3-3 on the season, a 6.17 ERA for Davis. First pitch runs Lowood outside for a ball to Burgess, 1-0. Davis has had back-to-back outings of allowing runs, so we'll see if he can get back right here in this top of the 6th. One down, it's a 1-0 count. Davis steals on the pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Here on Colin Burgess. Or is it 0-2? I didn't think the first one was a strike. At least it wasn't a signal from Nicholas Saxon, the home plate umpire. Davis set on the hill. Burgess in the box. 6'9" right-hander kicks and deals. Swing and a miss at the plate. That is a strikeout for Colin Burgess. That was strike 3. And there is 2 outs on the board. Looks like the scoreboard was right. I judged it for a second, but it looks like we're okay. 2 outs, and it's Douglas Glaude digging in. Kevin Davis entering in relief of Grant Umberger, who has a history-making performance tonight. 5 1/3, 7 hits. At the moment, no runs, a snap throw to first, and Freeze back in safely on the 1-0 from Douglas Glaude. Douglas Glaude with a 1-0 count. Kevin Davis pitching on the hill. 1 walk for Umberger, 8 strikeouts. He sets 2 different pitching records tonight for the Ballers. Davis steals 1-0. Low one outside, 2-0. Davis pitched a couple of nights ago. 2 innings, 1 run on 4 hits with 3 strikeouts. A product of USC Upstate from Spartanburg, South Carolina. I think 6'9" right-hander comes set. 2-0 to Glaude. Fastball just a smidge low, and it's 3-0. Douglas Glott, a single and a strikeout looking. Davis in 23 and a third innings, 19 walks, 38 strikeouts. He averages about a hit an inning, though. 24 hits and 23 and a third. 3-0, hitters count, and Glott watches a strike on the inside corner, 3-1. Glott on a four-game on-base streak. He made it 5 in the fourth with a base hit. Davis set, hitters count, 3-1. Here's the pitch. Fastball, smidge low for ball four. Davis didn't like the call, but it's a free pass for Douglas Glott. And now the tying run is on base for the Augusta Green Jackets. Two down for Dallas Macias. Macias, a strikeout and a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Macias, the left fielder tonight. First pitch from Davis. Check swing on a fastball inside corner. Didn't really matter. It's a called strike. Nothing and one. Lefty's hitting 279 against Kevin Davis. Pretty even splits between righties and lefties for the right-hander on the hill in Kevin Davis. 2-1, 0-1 count. Pitch delivered. Swinging a foul tip straight back, and it's nothing and two. No balls and two strikes with two outs. Top of the sixth. O-2 count with two outs. Davis comes set. The right-hander with a peek over at a second. Here's the 0-2. Lifted foul, and it'll be over our heads and out of the ballpark. One ball and two strikes. No balls and two strikes. Here on Dallas Macias, the former Oregon State Beavers. They're playing the Lizard soundtrack. I love that little lizard. He just gives me so much joy on a daily basis. 0-2 count, pitch delivered in the dirt for a ball. Ronnie Hernandez blocks, and it's 1-2. Linker Figueroa, the DH, awaiting on deck. Top of the sixth, Ballers with a 2-0 lead. Augusta out, hitting the Ballers 7-5. So Kannapolis will need to find their way into perhaps a little more offense if they want to hold on to this lead. One ball and two strikes. Davis comes set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. There's a strikeout, and that'll end the top of the sixth. We'll be right back at the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Fans, tonight we deliver a powerful message as we join our Major League Baseball partners, Stand Up to Cancer, and reaffirm our commitment to the fight against cancer. All of Minor League Baseball, its fans, players, and coaches are united in our determination to defeat this disease for our friends, our families, and our community. Please stand together with the Kannapolis Cannonballers, Augusta Green Jackets, Minor League Baseball, and the entire baseball family in support of all those this disease has touched. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit standuptocancer.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for screening up the answer. No one is alone. We are all together. Thank you so much for having me. Screening up. And thank you for waiting.
Bottom of the sixth inning, it is Anthony DiPino taking the box for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Rony Hernandez, Grant McGill to follow. Bottom six, Bowlers with a 2-0 lead. It is Samuel Mejia still on the hill for the Augusta Green Jackets. First pitch, little broken bad grounder foul off the foot of Anthony DiPino. Another broken bad towards the break of at plant a tree campaign. Presented by R.L. Rosser, General Contractors. Is Anthony DiPino who breaks another bat. 0-1 count here, bottom six. Boulders with a 2-0 lead over Augusta. It's another broken bat as DiPino grabs the new set of lumber. And he will continue in the box against the right-hander Samuel Mejia, who got through the first inning of his night with a pretty clean night's work. 0-1 count, Mejia works from the windup. Pitch on the way. Outside for a ball, it's 1-1. DiPino tonight, a strikeout and then two RBI single in the third inning. 1-1, outside for a ball, 2-1. 2-1 count with nobody out. And this bottom of the sixth, baller is leading 2-0. 2-1, outside for a ball, 3-1. DiPino, a seventh rounder out of Madison, Connecticut, a product of University of Rhode Island. DiPino, a native of the Northeast. 3-1 hitters count, and he tinks outside for a ball four. Anthony DiPino with a leadoff free pass. One on, and nobody out for Rony Hernandez. Rony Hernandez with two flyouts in the center tonight. See what he can do in this third at-bat. Pitch, swing and a miss for strike one. Nothing and one. Here on it, Rony Hernandez. Hernandez just 20 years of age in his second season with Kannapolis. The 0-1. Check swing, and he got a piece of it. Nothing and two. He tried to pull back, but ended up making contact. Nothing in two on Rony Hernandez. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Back third of baseball, three outs away. And the postgame fireworks and Starry Night ceremony just a couple of innings away. 0-2 count with nobody out. Mejia deals on the 0-2. taken on the inside corner by Ronnie Hernandez. That's the third strike and the first out of the bottom of the sixth inning. One on and one down for Grant McGill. McGill is 0 for 2 tonight, a pair of strikeouts. Two games in a row, McGill has notched a base hit. We'll see what comes of this at-bat. First pitch, McGill swings and misses for a strike. It's nothing and one. Grant McGill from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, a product of Indiana State. We'll have to wait the next pitch from Mejia, who takes a step off the rubber. 0-1 the count of the ballers DH tonight. Here's the 0-1. McGill shows bunt, pulls it back as it's low and outside. 1-1. Already a final tonight in the Carolina League. Columbia defeating Myrtle Beach. So the teams below might be able to get a game back here on the Pelicans, who are leaders in the South Division. 1-1 outside corner. One ball and two strikes. 1-2 count on McGill with Caleb Freeman awaiting on deck. Ballers in green jackets in the fifth game of a six-game series. Kannapolis looking for their first win. The 1-2. Fastball just a bit low and outside. Mejia in the mid-90s has a 2-2 count. Another arm warming down the line for the Augusta green jackets. It's a right-hander getting loose. Mejia comes set. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. High fly ball cracked into center. Hartman backtracking just shy and makes the catch for the out. There is the second out of the frame, an F8 for Grant McGill. Two down, and with a runner on first, it'll be Caleb Freeman. Caleb Freeman 0 for 2 tonight in his debut in a Kannapolis uniform. A strikeout and a ground out. Freeman trying to reach base for the first time. First pitch, called a strike, nothing and one. Again, tonight being Starry Night, Cannonballers' annual initiative to raise funding for the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. Every year it's about $30,000 to $35,000. 0-1 runner goes late at the second base bag, and DePino will get the bag at second. It's an 0-2 count of the plate on Caleb Freeman. The throw over to second, not in time, and DePino. DePino has his third stolen base of the season. Oh, 2 count. Caleb Freeman in the box with a runner on second. Mejia with a peek at the second base bag. 0-2 on the way. Line drive, foul down the left field line. No balls and two strikes still. It's a right-hander getting loose for the Augusta Green Jackets, Jackson Danily. O-2 count with two outs. Mejia set on the hill. The runner at second for the ballers. 0-2. Freeman takes outside, 1-2. Freeman high motor. You can see it just in his approach at the plate. 0-2, trying to reach base for the first time in this game. Big spot here for the ballers, looking to add an insurance run. 1-2, Freeman takes off the plate. Wisely lays off, and it's 2-2. Danily, the right-hander, getting loose for the Augusta Green Jackets. Mejia sets. 2-2 on the way. Fastball inside corner. Ring him up, got him looking. Called strike three. And it's a strikeout for Samuel Mejia to finish up this sixth inning. Third strikeout of the night for Mejia. through two innings, and that sends us into a break. Back third of baseball we go on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Annapolis with a 2-0 lead, looking to hold on to it. When we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. For the Augusta Green Jackets, top of the seventh. Kevin Davis still on the hill. Laker Figueroa in the box. First pitch from the right-hander, Davis. Fastball upstairs, and it's 1-0 on Laker Figueroa. Harmon and Heel to follow. Ballers with a 2-0 lead on the Augusta Green Jackets. Davis in his second inning of work. 1-0 on the way. Figueroa whiffs and misses. One ball and one strike. 1-1 count on Laker Figueroa. Davis faced three batters in the bottom, in the top of the sixth, rather, and struck out two of them. 10 strikeouts for Augusta in this game. Figueroa shatters the bat, a looping pop-up towards second, and Jordan Sprinkle makes the catch on a P4 for the first out. Laker Figueroa now is 0-4-3. Top of the order due up, Eric Hardman, center fielder for the Augusta Green Jackets. 1-for-3, opened the game with a single, and then struck out in the third and grounded out in the fifth. Kevin Davis has sat down three of the four batters he's faced. First pitch to Harmon. This one roped into right. Drifting in, Archer on the run. Can't get there. And the ball falls in right for a base hit. A little one-out single for Harmon. He has his second hit of the game. And Augusta sends now the tying run to the plate. It'll be John Heel, the third baseman. Multi-hit game for Eric Hardman. First multi-hit performance of the night for Augusta, their eighth hit of the game. Canapolis still with just five. One on and one down for Heel. 1-for-3 with a single and two Ks. Davis kicks and deals, runner goes, low of the plate and no throw to second. And it's a stolen base for Eric Hardman. That's a little bit of butterfingers from Rony Hernandez. What a tough pitch to handle. So give Hernandez credit for holding on to the baseball. But for Hartman, it's another swiped base. 1-0 count with one down, top of the seventh. Hartman with his 38th stolen base of the year. 1-0 runner goes again outside of the plate and no throw to third. Hernandez fumbles behind the dish again. Back-to-back pitches, back-to-back stolen bases for Eric Hartman. Now the Green Jackets with their first run of the game just 90 feet away. Hardman with now 39 stolen bases on this season. Now has four stolen bases this week. Against the Canapolis Cannonballers, he's not had a day off here this series. 2-0 pitch. Fastball upstairs. 3-0 on John Heal, the tying run of the plate. Heal this week, 6 hits, including a home run, 2 RBI. 3-for-4 in stolen bases. Also 3 walks. 3-0. Right down Broadway, 3-1. Davis sent. Glove of the belly button. Hitters count 3-1. The runner at third of the decent lead. Pitch on the way. Fastball up and away. Check swing. Did he go? No. And it's ball 4 on John Heal. So a walk issued. And that is just the third walk of the night for Augusta at the plate. So now the tying run on base. And with runners on the corners and one down, here comes Jacob Doris. He will chat with Kevin Davis, who has to face Cody Miller. Miller has been the most dangerous bat of the week for Augusta. Tonight, a pair of singles and a walk. Miller with now 6 hits this week. 4 of his last 5 games, he's had multi-hit performances entering tonight. So make it 5 of his last 6 now. Third round pick out of ETSU by the Atlanta Braves. He's already eclipsed his total from last week against Charleston. Put up a 5-for-12 day. One down, top of the 7th. Ballers with a 2-0 lead. Cody Miller in the box. And now an arm warming down the line. For Kannapolis, it'll be Carlton Perkins. Davis set. Runners on the corners. First pitch. Fastball right down the middle for a called strike. 0-1. Cody Miller, 8 games with the Green Jackets. Entering tonight has been... He's at 11 hits now through 9 games. One on the way, runner goes for second, and Miller swings a foul ball out of the yard over the first base side. 0-2. Top of the 7th here in Kannapolis. Top of the 8th, Delmarva up 6-3 on Lynchburg. Up at Bank of the James Stadium. Bottom 6, Salem up 6-4 in Fredericksburg against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Top of the 5th inning, tied 2-2, Fayetteville and Carolina. And 2 finals to report. Charleston beats Hickory 7-0. And then Columbia takes care of Myrtle Beach 4-2. 0-2, Miller swings another foul ball over our heads. Still 0-2. Dixon Williams, second baseman on deck awaiting. Top of the 7th, Kannapolis down at 2-0. Two pitch, lifted high and foul. Keep the count where it is, and 0-2. Cody Miller, the highest draft pick from 2025 here at Atrium Health Ballpark this week. Next highest would be Dixon Williams, who's on deck, and then Colby Shelton, the player tonight for Kannapolis at the shortstop position. He was in the 6th round. 0-2 is lifted into right center. Brown drifting over deep in the center field area. Makes the catch for the out. Runner will tag from third and score. So it's a sacrifice fly for Cody Miller. But the runner stays put at first. It's a sack fly for Miller. Augusta now eats into the lead. It's 2-1 Kannapolis. And with one on and two outs, it's Dixon Williams. So a sack fly for Cody Miller. That is his 7th RBI of the season. With time called, there goes Chad Pinder. End of the night on the way for Kevin Davis. Looks like Carlton Perkins will be called out of the bullpen to face Dixon Williams and the pursuing Green Jackets. Or we'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Boundly Sports Live. Carlton Perkins on out of the pen, and we come back. Dixon Williams in the box. Carlton Perkins takes over on the hill for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Third pitcher of the night for the home side. 4-2, a 4.50 ERA. No first pitch yet for Perkins. Throws over to first base to keep John Heal there. Perkins tossed two shutout frames back on a Wednesday night, on for the second time this week. First pitch fastball to Dixon Williams. Runs up and away, ball one. Dixon Williams, the second baseman, facing off against Carlton Perkins, 6'3", 180-pound, 22-year-old from Kansas City, Missouri. Native of Caldy Community College, 1-0 low and inside. Two balls and no strikes on Dixon Williams. Perkins, over his last two outings, has shut out his opponents. Came in on Wednesday and shut out the Green Jackets over two frames. Did walk three, though. 2-0 to Williams is on the inside corner, 2-1. Perkins with a 4.50 ERA, 4-2 on the season, 38 innings, 27 walks, 33 strikes, 29 hits allowed. 2-1 to Williams, wave and a miss. This one gets by the catcher, Hernandez, and time called, and will they put Heal back at first? They will. They say it's a foul tip off the bat of Dixon Williams. So no stolen base for Heal. 2-2 count here on Dixon Williams. And starry night here at the ballpark. Raising money for the Pediatric Brain Tumor Foundation. Just taking a moment to say thank you to all the donors who have chipped in and helped support the cause tonight. 2-2 on the way. Williams takes just a smidge upstairs. Full count. So many people to thank, of course, the Sinibaldi parents, Sal and Paula, donating any towards the fund. Jeff Cohen from Future Sox, Mama Wolko, also adding to it. 3-2 grounded foul. That's a full count. So many people to thank for the support. My dad tuned in every night, always a loyal supporter. I don't know why. I'm not all that great. I just sit here and talk about baseball for 3 hours at a time. Full count with two outs, top of the seventh. Ballers up 2-1. Perkins deals, fouled off. Still a full count here on Dixon Williams, the ECU Pirate. 0-3 tonight. He's reached five games in a row, trying to avoid having his streak snapped. Perkins trying to keep it a shutout outing for the second time in a row. Perkins deals, swinging a foul tip just off the end of the bat. The long at bat gets a little longer here. Full count with two outs. Top of the seventh. Ballers up 2-1 here on starry night. They need about seven more outs. Payoff pitch. Perkins runs a fastball inside to Dixon Williams, and no luck. It is a walk issued. First walk of the night for Perkins. Fourth walk of the week for him. And now the tying run at second. Go-ahead run at first. with Hayden Freeze, the first baseman, stepping in. Our Shipley Donuts strikeout batter of the game. If he strikes out, fans receive a coupon on the way out for a free donut with a purchase of a coffee at Shipley Donuts. About 10 minutes down the road. First pitch from Perkins to Freeze. Low one inside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Freeze tonight to pop out a ground out and a single, so no donuts quite yet. But Carlton Perkins can be a man of the people tonight and deliver donuts to the announced crowd of over 5,000. 1-0, low one inside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Count with two outs. Top of the seventh. Canapolis up 2-1, holding on to a lead by a matter of the skin of their teeth. 2-0 from Perkins. Inside for ball three, and that's a 3-0 count. This is not quite what Canapolis is looking to find from their right-hander Carlton Perkins, who's been one of their more consistent arms out of the pen. Tying run at second base. Perkins with a 3-0 count. Pitch to Freeze. Fastball right down Broadway. 3-1. Canapolis losers of their last five, trying to break the skid. Augusta winners of their last six. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. Canapolis just 3-7. 3-1, runners go. Pitch on the way, low for ball four. Back-to-back walks for Carlton Perkins to start his night, and the baller is in a little bit of trouble here. Base is juiced with two outs for Colin Burgess, the catcher. Carlton Perkins walking back-to-back runners. Jacob Torres headed out to talk to Carlton Perkins, who has bit with the bug of free passes. Burgess, 1-for-3, a single, a ground out, and a strikeout. And if you're Jacob Doris, the message here is throw strikes. That's all you gotta do. Perkins at 14 pitches, 6 strikes. Hasn't been the most exquisite of nights for him. The right-hander can throw strikes, he's proven so. 33 strikeouts in 38 innings. Ballers, though, needing some help from their pitching to hold on to a narrow lead. Augusta with the advantage in hits. Perkins walking back-to-back runners, though, with one already on base. Not exactly what you're looking for. Two outs, bases juiced for Colin Burgess. Perkins will work from the line. First pitch up and in for a ball, and it's 1-0. Canapolis as a pitching staff, fourth in the Carolina League in walks. 518 entering tonight. Perkins is 1-0, low one inside at 2-0. 2-0 the count. On to Colin Burgess. Perkins from the line at 2-0 pitch. Fastball outside corner, 2-1. There's a strike. 93 on the outside edge. Jesus Mendez now tossing down the line for Canapolis. Perkins winds, 2-1. Fastball outside corner, 2-2. I don't think Burgess liked the call. He's throwing his hands up. And he's talking to the home plate umpire, Nicholas Saxton. Big spot here for Canapolis. Augusta threatening. Here's the 2-2 from Perkins. Outside for a ball, 3-0. Trying to slider. Burgess didn't bite, and now the plot thickens like a good country gravy. 3-2. Full count, two outs, pay off to Burgess. Fastball outside, ball four. Time called, and I think Chad Pinder was confused by something. But regardless, bases will remain loaded, and now Augusta has knotted the game on a bases-loaded walk from Carlton Perkins. Heel scores, Williams to third, Freeze to second. Burgess becomes the third batter in a row to walk. Has now time called, and Chad Pinder out to talk to the home plate umpire. And what do we have going on? Looks like they're is a disturbance down the left field line. And now Winston Sawyer, the manager, out to chat. Now Tim Siegel, the home plate, the groundskeeper for the Augusta Green Jackets. Groundskeeper for the Ballers. Oh, there's a cart down there. There's a fan in the stands that needs medical attention. And they got the gator out. So there's a fan in some distress, it seems, down the left field line. And they have the gator. They're going to be able to get her out of the, get the fan out of the stands down that left field line. Hopefully everybody's okay. So Tim Siegel, the head groundskeeper for the Ballers, absolutely motoring down the baseline. Didn't quite see what the issue was. So Perkins will warm up. And the gator on the field down that left field line. Looks like EMS and the first response. Taking a peek down there. They're going to get in the gator. Looks like a fan being removed from the stands down there. Hopefully everything is okay. We'll send our thoughts and well wishes, of course. So Perkins warming still. Two outs, two balls and two strikes, and then Perkins throws back-to-back balls to Colin Burgess. So now Douglas Glaude, the batter, with bases loaded and a tie game, two outs. Glaude to the box with two outs. Bases juiced for the Augusta Green Jackets. Two outs with bases loaded. Perkins deals first pitch. Fastball right down the middle. Nothing and one. Perkins walking his first three batters he's faced tonight. Mendez warming down the line. 0-1 in the dirt for a ball. 1-1. Perkins does not want to walk another batter here. That would give Augusta the lead on what would be his fourth walk in a row. Perkins had three walks back on Wednesday. See if he can hold it to three walks again tonight. 1-1. Check swing and he goes around, says home plate umpire Nicholas Saxton. It's 1-2. Douglas Glaude tonight, a strikeout, a single, and a walk. Williams at third, Freeze at second. Burgess at first. Perkins 1-2. Outside and low, Hernandez unable to hold on, and the throw home, and Augusta will get the run across, and everyone's going to move up a base and be safe. So the Green Jackets have taken the lead on a pitch that gets by the catcher, Rony Hernandez. Nixon Williams will score. Up to third, Freeze. Burgess to second. It'll either be a wild pitch or a passed ball. Likely a passed ball. So now Augusta holds on to a 3-2 lead. Three runs for the Green Jackets in this top of the seventh. Open base at first. 2-2 count on Glaude. It's a wild pitch on Perkins. Here's the pitch. Fastball right down Broadway. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Eighth batter step to the plate for Augusta, and they score three runs here in this top of the seventh. Ballers now trail 3-2. We'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. It is Grant Umberger who will get now the no decision in this contest. We'll be right back here in Kannapolis. Shelton Hernandez and Archer to one bottom of the seventh. Kannapolis now down 3-2 to the Augusta Green Jackets. It is Jackson Danily taking over. He has not pitched yet this week, making his first appearance of this series. Danily has allowed runs in three of his last five outings. His first pitch to Shelton runs up and away for a ball. It's 1-0. 4-3, a 5.31 ERA for Jackson Danily. Fastball, sweeper, changeup. Signed by the Braves in January of 2025. At the Shred Athletics Pro Day in Charlotte. 1-0 to Shelton, runs inside for a ball, 2-0. Danily made five appearances last summer with the Chicago Dogs of the American Association. Played 2 years at Purdue, was also at Houston and Panola College in Texas. 2-0 count, Shelton in the box. Pitch from Danily. Inside corner, 2-1. Danily also pitched for the Morehead City Marlins in the Coastal Plains League. They went to Indy Ball and pitched for the Chicago Dogs last summer. Shelton in the box, 2-1 from Danily, is swinging a foul tip straight back. Two balls and two strikes. Shelton 0 for 2. Arxie Hernandez on deck 0 for 2. Archer in the hole, 1 for 2. So a combined 1-for-6. Danily set, first base side of the rubber. Pitch on the way. Shelton lines one foul down the line. 2-2 remains your count. That one clanks back into the field of play. Third baseman John Heel will go grab it. Danily last time out. Three shutout frames against the Charleston River Dogs. Before that, two hits, two innings, and a shutout outing against the Carolina Mudcats. Last time he allowed runs, the 26th of July against Hickory. 2-2 to Shelton. Hard hit grounder right to first in a stabbing effort by Freeze. Play made for the out of a three unassisted. A hard hit ball from Shelton. A play made of the first base bag by Freeze. One down and Arxie Hernandez gets a turn. Arxie is 0 for 2 tonight, a couple of strikeouts. Infield will shade towards the left to the righty Hernandez in the box. Danily comes set. Only from the stretch does he work. First pitch, Arxie takes fastball inside corner for a strike, nothing and one. Arxie Hernandez this week has been putting in the work in batting practice with coaching staff. Three hits, including a triple back on Thursday. 0-1 is on the outside edge, nothing and two. Arxie 3 for 13 this week with four strikeouts. Now at 3 for 15 with six Ks against the Augusta Green Jackets. 0-2 from Danily. Low one inside, 1-2. Kannapolis have some time to make a comeback effort. They do fall 3-2 at the moment on the board. Still some baseball left. Trying to avoid their fifth loss of the week and sixth in a row. 1-2, swing and a miss. Upstairs at a strikeout for Danily, his first of the night. Two outs on the board. Nathan Archer due up. Final line for Samuel Mejia. Two shutout innings with no hits, no runs, a walk, and three Ks. Kannapolis has now struck out 10 times as a team in this game. Two outs for Archer. Danily kicks and deals. Fastball inside corner, and it's nothing and one. Archer, 1-for-2. He had a single in the third. He also struck out to start off the fifth. 1 from Danley. Some tapped foul. Archer gets a piece of it with his right foot. Nothing and 2 the count. No balls and 2 strikes. Bottom 7 ballers down by a run. It's 3-2. 0-2 from Danley to Archer. This one fouled off. Archer a little late on a fastball to 94. Still a nothing and 2 count on the baller's right fielder tonight, Nathan Archer, with Eli Brown awaiting on deck. Baller's only runs of the night coming in the bottom of the third inning on a 2-RBI single from Anthony DiPino. Nothing and 2 pitch on the way. Archer is going to hold back. Check swing. Did he go? No. Count is nothing and 2. Eli Brown on deck. He's 1-for-3. Danley comes set. 1-ball and 2-strikes on the hill. Pitch delivered. Fastball up and in. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, says Parker Powell. And there is the end of the bottom of the seventh. Chad Pinder is not a fan of that call at all. He will let the umpire know about how he feels. And we'll go to the top of the eighth. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Top eight, Ballers down at 3-2. Dallas Macias digs in. It was the only Augusta bat to not get a chance to bat in that top of the seventh. Augusta leading 3-2. First pitch from Carlton Perkins at the top of the eighth is popped up. This one will stay in the infield. Colby Shelton calling everyone off. Has in his eyes, has in his hands for the first out. One pitch and a one out. Macias down on a P6 for the first out. One down and a 9-hole batter, Laker Figueroa, due up. Figueroa 0-for-3, a strikeout of fielder's choice and a pop-out. Facing Perkins the first time in this series. First pitch misses inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Figueroa, the DH, with an open stance. 1-0 from Perkins. In the dirt for a ball, 2-0. 2-0 count on Laker Figueroa with Eric Hartman, the center fielder, waiting on deck for his turn against Perkins, who walked 3 batters to start his night. 2-0, inside corner, 2-1. Two-one count on Figueroa. Here's the pitch. Wave and a miss on a changeup, 2-2. 2-2 count on Laker Figueroa. 2-2, Perkins deals. Fouled off. Two balls and two strikes remains the count on Linker Figueroa. No arms warming for Augusta at the moment. Jesus Mendez tossing for Kannapolis should Perkins run into more trouble. 2-2. This one looped towards first. DePino will make the play on a one-hop and take it to the bag for the out. Three unassisted on a routine play for Anthony DePino. Two down and top of the order, Eric Hartman due up. Two outs for Hartman. Single strikeout, ground out single. Multi-hit game, two of the eight hits tonight for the Augusta Green Jackets. Ballers down by one, it's 3-2 in the top of the eighth. Pitch on the way, fastball a smidge low, and it's 1-0 on Eric Hartman. Hartman, the center fielder, three games in a row he's reached base. He made it four in the first inning. Grounds the 1-0 to short. Shelton with a routine play. Sets to the throw to first. In time for the out. 6-3 on the ground out. Carlton Perkins with a much cleaner eighth inning than he had the seventh. That'll take us to the bottom of the eighth. Kannapolis will bat. Top of the order. Brown sprinkle into Pino. Down by one. 3-2 Augusta on the Ballers. Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live.
Hey fans. Catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Valley Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects. Every game live all season long.
Strike three! You're out!
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit card required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is CeCe Sabathia. Join me in Upstate New York Hall of Fame weekend in Cooperstown and enjoy unforgettable experiences full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 25th through July 28th to welcome the entire Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2025. Visit baseballhall.org today for the full schedule. Look forward to seeing you in Cooperstown.
Top of the order, Ballers down by one. Eli Brown, Jordan Sprinkle, Anthony DePino do hop bottom of the eighth. Ballers trailing 3-2. Still Jackson Danley on the hill. In his second inning of work, he sat him down in order with two strikeouts. Pitch on the way. Fastball runs upstairs. It's 1-0 on Eli Brown. 1-for-3 tonight on a four-game hit streak now for Kannapolis in the leadoff spot. Brown, a product of Mercer University in Georgia, grew up in Savannah. 1-0 from Danley. Line drive into left field, a base hit. A great piece of hitting from Eli Brown, and he has his second hit of the night. A leadoff single puts the runner on for the ball. There's a tying run on first base. And now Jordan Sprinkle, the go-ahead run, steps in. One on and one on first with nobody out. Seventh hit of the week for Eli Brown. After just one hit last week and his time in the lineup, Brown making the most of his opportunities in the leadoff spot. Sprinkle in the box, one on and nobody out. Danley working from the stretch only. First pitch, Sprinkle lays a bunt down towards third. This one dribbles foul, and we'll see a no ball and one strike count on Jordan Sprinkle. Sprinkle with the speed has already put a couple of balls in play tonight. Two singles, one of those being a bunt single in the third inning that put him on base. Pop out last time up for Sprinkle in the fifth inning. Kannapolis yet to figure out a way to get a runner on base Last couple of innings until Eli Brown reaching on a single. Sprinkle lays down a bunt back to the mound. Danilee Fields go to first is in time to get Sprinkle. But Eli Brown up to second. It's a perfect sacrifice bunt. 1-3 on the sack bunt. One down and a runner on second for Anthony DiPino. So a 1-3 sack by Sprinkle. What's the tying run in scoring position? Brown with some speed. Don't count him out. In steps DiPino. A walk, a single, and a strikeout tonight. Danilee sets. First pitch. Ground ball sharply hit. Foul ball down the third baseline. And oh, that was close. Close call. That one could have gone either way. Nothing and one on Anthony DiPino. I think Chad Pinder wanted that one to be called fair. Instead, DiPino with an 0-1 count in this bottom of the eighth inning. One down. Good lead for Eli Brown at second. Danilee sent a long look, kicking a deal. This one fouled off, and it's nothing and two on Anthony DiPino. Product of Madison, Connecticut, about 15 minutes outside of New Haven. And closely around at Yale University, the Bulldogs. Nothing in two, the count. Danilee's 0-2 runs up and in. It's a ball, 1-2. Green Jackets lead 3-2. Ballers threatening, though, with a tying run at second base. Eli Brown. Tony Hernandez on deck awaiting. 1-2 from Danilee. Wave and a miss. DiPino goes after a 93-mile-an-hour fastball upstairs. It's his second strikeout of the night and the third strikeout of the game for Jackson Danilee. Two outs and a runner on second for Rony Hernandez. Hernandez, a strikeout and two flyouts. This will be an opportune time for his first hit of the night. First pitch, takes low and inside. One ball and no strikes. Rony Hernandez with a sharp eye. Give him credit there. Hernandez finished last year with more walks than strikeouts. Brown at second. 1-0 on the way. Hernandez takes another one low for ball two. Rony Hernandez, one of three teenagers last year to finish with more walks than strikeouts. Him, Kevin McGonigal, who is now the number two prospect in baseball, the Detroit Tigers, and Jason Chorio in the Cleveland Guardians org. 2-0, Danilee thinks a throw home and will disengage, keeping an eye on Eli Brown of the second base bag. Ballers down by one, two outs, a 2-0 count on Rony Hernandez. Jesus Mendez continuing to warm down the line for the Ballers. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Hernandez went after a slider low and inside. Two balls and one strike on Rony Hernandez. Average now to 249. Entered tonight with a 252 clip, 72 hits. 2-1. Taken low and inside at 3-1. And now Hernandez with a hitter's count. See what he's able to put together here against Jackson Danilee with Grant McGill awaiting on deck. He's got the opposite of Hernandez's stat line. 3-1, a hitter's count. Here's the pitch. Ground ball sharply hit to second right at Dixon Williams. And the throw to first in time for the out. 4-3 on the ground out. Well-earned hit ball from Rony Hernandez. But it's a runner stranded at not the most opportune of times. No runs on a hit with no errors and one left on. Canapolis still struggling to find their way into the back end of this game. But Jesus Mendez will look to keep it a one-run game when we come back at the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Nobody out for John Heel to start the top of the ninth inning. Jesus Mendez becomes pitcher number four of the ninth for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. The right-hander from Valencia, Venezuela on to try to hold things at a one-run game. First pitch to John Heel, low and outside for ball one. Mendez, 2-1, a 7.15 ERA. The right-hander has been exceptional in his last couple of games, throwing multiple innings and shutting down opponents. 1-0. Fouled off the mask of the home plate umpire, Nicholas Saxton, and it's 1-1. Jesus Mendez has not allowed a run in each of his last six appearances. From July 27th on, no runs allowed, and just one hit. Pitch on the way on the 1-1, a weak tapper towards third. That one dribbles foul, and it's 1-2. So in 9 2/3 innings, one hit for Mendez with 13 strikeouts. Very impressive last couple of frames for Mendez. 22 2/3 innings this year, 22 Ks in his time with the Ballers. 1-2 to Heel. High fly ball to left. Hit well. Freeman trailing back. Warning track. And just shy of the wall. Makes the catch for the out. That was almost an insurance run for Augusta. John Heel gets a hold of it, but a nice catch by Freeman on a calm breeze night in Kannapolis. If there was any wind, that ball would have been a solo homer for John Heel. Cody Miller digs in, shortstop with one out and nobody on base. Miller, a sac fly, two singles and a walk in tonight's action. Mendez last pitching a couple of nights ago. One inning, two walks, two Ks. First pitch to Miller inside for a ball, 1-0. Against Augusta this season, Mendez with just the two appearances. Three innings, two walks, four Ks, and a zero ERA. 1-0 pitch to Miller. Swinging and a miss. Change up fooled him, 1-1. Mendez with a hard mid-90s fastball, but occasionally he'll pull that change up on you. That slider also working mid-80s. Mainly just fastball slider, though. Mendez deals 1-1. Low and inside for a ball, and it's 2-1. That one looked like a changeup off the arm of Mendez at 88 miles an hour. 3-2 Green Jackets over the Cannonballers. Kannapolis trying to keep it a one-run game. They'll have McGill, Freeman, and Shelton batting in the bottom of the ninth. 2-1. Inside corner, painted like Picasso on a slider. 2-2. Mendez with multiple strikeouts in six of his last seven. Two-two count with one down. The right-hander sets 2-2 to Miller. Ground ball sharply into third. Backhand effort, Arxie Hernandez. Throw across the diamond. Dug out by DePino. The throw in time for the out. A sharp throw and an even better dig out from Anthony DePino. Saves a base hit from Cody Miller. And it's two outs with nobody on for Dixon Williams. What a throw at the hot corner by Arxie Hernandez. And I would argue an even better dig up at first by Anthony DePino. A difficult play, no doubt about it. Now Dixon Williams in. Two strikeouts, a line out, and a walk. Mendez hasn't allowed many walks at all in his last couple of games. First pitch, ground ball fouled off the foot of Dixon Williams, and it's nothing and one. Three walks in his last four games for Mendez. In fact, three walks in his last six games. was injured back when Augusta was here in May. Back here healthy for the Ballers. 0-1 to Dixon Williams. Wave and a miss and a ball in the dirt. Nothing in two. Dixon Williams going fishing. A slider in the dirt. Pretty high leverage scenario for the Ballers here. Mendez fired up. He'll slam the rosin bag down. And he is back set on the rubber. Nothing in two, the count with two outs. He comes set, glove of the belly button. 0-2 on the way. Fastball low for a ball, and it's 1-2. He tried a fastball at 97. Just a smidge low, though. The emphasis for Jesus Mendez from the pitching coaching staff is don't be afraid of the strike zone. His fastball has life to it. It's hard to pick up on. The 1-2. High fly ball cracked into right center. Eli Brown going to have to cover some ground. That's going to find the gap and be extra bases. Williams will chunk for second. He'll think three. Relay throw in from the outfield. Throw to third is in time for the out. What a play. Winston Sawyer, the manager for Augusta, is irate. The home plate umpire, Nicholas Saxton, covering the bag, and he makes the call. Dixon Williams is robbed of a triple on a wonderful throw by Jordan Sprinkle and the tag applied by Arxi Hernandez. Bottom of the ninth, Ballers down by one. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Hail King George Wolko will pinch hit for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. 6'7", lefty power bat digs in as the pinch hitter for Grant McGill. Wolko on for his first try of this game. And a big spot for the Ballers against Trent Buchanan on for his second time this week. First pitch to Wolko. This is just a smidge outside. It's on the corner, though. And the count is nothing and one. Wolko batting 216, team leader in homers and RBI. Night off to this point until now. 0-1. Fouled off, straight back, nothing in two. Wolko had a rough one last night, 0-4 with four strikeouts. Give the night off by manager Chad Pinder, but here at this point in the game, Wolko in the box to do one thing and one thing only, and that's get on base against Trent Buchanan. Fastball slider change, 4-0, three saves on the year. For the right-hander, for the Green Jackets. 0-2 to Wolko, wave and a miss. Fastball right down the middle at 95, finds the zone. And Wolko down on strikes. He has now got 9 strikeouts this week against Augusta. One down, and Caleb Freeman will bat. Freeman 0-3 with two strikeouts. First pitch from Buchanan, low and outside for a ball, 1-0. And now time called. Burgess going to go talk with Trent Buchanan. 6'1", 230-pound, 23-year-old from Evansville, Indiana, a product of Old Dominion University. He's on for the save in this bottom of the ninth inning. Again, just a reminder, no postgame show tonight. We're going to hop off pretty quickly as we'll get going with the Starry Night ceremony here shortly. In this bottom of the ninth inning, after this conclusion of the game, we'll move to the Starry Night ceremony on the field. The 1-0, fastball inside corner. One ball and one strike on Caleb Freeman. Buchanan pitched earlier this week, got a no decision, one hit in one and a third innings, two strikeouts back on Thursday. 1-1 to Freeman, swinging a foul tip, got just a piece of it on a breaking ball, and it's 1-2. Caleb Freeman, going to stay active at the plate, we know this. Shelton awaiting on deck for his turn against Buchanan. The 1-2 on the way. Low for a ball, 2-2. Trent Buchanan has three saves this year. He hasn't allowed a run in his last five outings. He's got seven straight scoreless outings dating back to July 10th. 2-2. Hard hit line drive in a left. Macias was playing shallow. He reaches up and it's over his head. It'll dribble all the way to the wall. Freeman on his horse thinking two. He'll be stopped by Chad Pinder. And it's a one-out double for Caleb Freeman. And don't count the ballers out yet. One on, one out for Colby Shelton. Macias played shallow and was trailing back. Reaches up and he can't make the grab. So with one down, a runner on second, it's the tying run. Colby Shelton in the box. Had a hard hit ground ball to Hayden Freeze at first base his last time up. Elvin Nina, pitching coach for the Augusta Green Jackets, out to talk to Trent Buchanan. Just the second hit all August allowed by Trent Buchanan. Huge spot for the ballers in the bottom of the ninth inning on Starry Night. A loud crowd on one of the biggest nights of the year here in Starry Night. Can the ballers make the comeback? Shelton in the box. Just one hit as a baller. First pitch to Buchanan's opponent in Shelton. Inside corner, nothing and one. Shelton 0 for 3 tonight, two flyouts and a ground out. Had a really hard hit grounder up the first base line last time up. 0-1. Shelton pops this one up. In a shallow left center, trailing back Miller from short. Called off by the left fielder Macias. Catch made for the out. And there's the second out of the inning. F7 in the book with two outs. Marcy Hernandez due up. And 0 for 3 with three strikeouts. So look to avenge the Augusta pitching staff. Arxie's hit the ball hard all week. He's had exit velos of easily 100 miles an hour plus multiple times against this Augusta staff, looking for his fourth hit of the week. First pitch, fastball up and in for a ball, 1-0. Time call, pitch clock violation. It's a 1-0 count, so that pitch does not count. 1-0 on the pitch clock violation. But Arxie sees a free pitch, essentially. The 1-0, swing and a miss. 1-1, a changeup fooled Arxie Hernandez. 239 of the batting average for Arxie Hernandez entering tonight. Entering tonight also with a 267 average against right-handers. One ball and one strike. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. 2-1. Arxie Hernandez has come through in some big spots for the ballers before. Probably none bigger than this one he's seen this year. 2-1 from Buchanan. Swinging and a miss. So the ballers down to their final strike. Fastball up and in, and Arxie can't make contact in 94. Time call. Freeman's at second in his Baldur's debut. Keeps the game rolling with a double in the left. Two balls and two strikes on Arxie Hernandez. Buchanan comes set. Here's the 2-2. Inside for a ball, in and out of the mid of Burgess. Count runs full. Baldur's looking to avoid their sixth loss in a row. Augusta trying to win their seventh in a row. Full count, two outs. Buchanan comes set. Payoff. Inside corner, ring him up, got him looking. Called strike three, and the Augusta Green Jackets have won their seventh consecutive game. It's the first time in quite a while that the Augusta franchise has won a seventh game in a row, as the Ballers fall tonight by a final score of 3-2. They rattle off two runs at the bottom of the third on an Anthony DiPino RBI single, but a three-run top of the seventh, and Kannapolis loses tonight 3-2. That'll do it for tonight of the broadcast. Post-game ceremony for Starry Night coming up in just a moment on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Sports Live. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Dan Helody. See you tomorrow, 1:30 first pitch. Until then, speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Your final score tonight from Atrium Health Ballpark is the Kannapolis Cannonballers 2, but the Augusta Green Jackets 3. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday night. Please drive home safe if you're on the road. Hope to see you tomorrow at the ballpark or on the broadcast. Be sure to stick around for tonight's Starry Night post-game ceremony. Have a great one, everyone.